Monday, August 18th, 2008. Thanks for tuning in to part two of this special all Scandinavian music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Oslo in the summertime.
Copenhagen, it makes me feel so good.
Stockholm is where you get to know and just what it's all about.
That's right, this whole episode of The Sounds of My Head is chock full of great music from Scandinavia.
We got a problem with Sweden!
The Sounds of My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play Scandinavian songs and bands you might have otherwise missed in this two-part series.
Pack up your bag and come along with me. You'll find a brighter day. Just verify it, life and love is all free in the Stockholm, Sweden way.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. Some good stuff right there. That was a band from Sweden. They're called The Bell, and that song was called On and On. It's from their album Make Some Quiet. Pretty good name for an album, if I do say so. Another good thing about that band, the video to that song. Check it out. There's a link on the Sounds of My Head website to watch the video for On and On. Pretty good song, pretty good video, pretty good band, The Bell. You can buy their album in all sorts of places. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And you're going to want to do that a lot for all these great Scandinavian bands I'm going to be playing on this here All Scandinavian Music episode. This is part two. I'm actually getting back from Sweden today, so I'm on a plane or something when you're listening to this. But anyway, up next, a band called Plastic Operator. I've played them before, but not this song. It's called Peppermint, and it's from an EP by the same name. And they're actually, I think, partly from London, but the singer, clearly from Stockholm. You can hear it in his voice. And I think they sound a bit like Erland Oy, which is a good thing. So check it out, Plastic Operator with Peppermint, where I'll spit on this all Scandinavian music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Years ago, intrigued by the ascendancy of the new right in politics and of Ronald Reagan, I had many of the conservative leaders on this broadcast to argue and debate their philosophy of society and government. My hour with Ronald Reagan remains a favorite.
Government is attempting to do things today that properly belong either at a lower echelon of government or belong in the hands of the people. I believe that government exists to protect us from each other, not to protect us from ourselves.
I watched over the years as the movement increased its power, winning control of Congress in 1994, and then electing George W. Bush 8 years ago.
When I was in my early teens, my friend Sebastian and I bought identical pairs of jeans, started to stroll around the city late at night. 1983. Basically, we just walked around and searched for our new personality. Colored in a mystic town, checked out the condom vending machine. 1983. On a rainy day, my dad took me aside and said, said be careful when you're out late at night. You know a group of older guys may approach you at night, and they might ask for a cigarette, and now it sounds more like a threat. And when you tell them you don't smoke, they might punch you on your nose.
5-er, will ya? I took up my wallet and gave him my last yellow 5-er. Nice one, mate. Nice one. The guys took off and Sebastian and I started to walk towards our city villas. He wanted to know why I gave away my last 5-er so easily. I tried to explain, but it all sounded.
1983, Kiwi Soda Street, Cosby on TV. 1983, got all our birds and bees, scones and British tea. 1983.
Now, controlling the party, the presidency, and Congress, conservatives had what historian Rick Perlstein describes as their first chance in the modern era to govern on their own terms, to prove themselves. They were euphoric, and they blew it. On top of such bungled calamities as Iraq and Katrina,
Again, I want to thank you all for, and Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The conservative regime sent spending into the stratosphere, borrowed trillions from the future to pay for their agenda, and rewarded their wealthy base with huge tax cuts.
I don't want love, so I kill my friends. I don't want love to make me happy again. I don't want love, even if it's all that remains. I don't want love, so I have to kill my friends. I don't want life to treat me this well. I don't want life, I want to hide in my shell. I don't want life, please lock me up in a cell. I don't want life to treat me this well. But you're so young, 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 and I'm so young, young, young too. So let's get beer and find something to do. And when we're done, 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 and nothing else is that fun, we'll go to sleep and I'll wake up next to you.
Constantly.
The song before that song was Pelle Karlberg from Sweden doing a song called 1983 Pelle and Sebastian. 1983 Pelle and Sebastian from an EP by the same name, where he's clearly paying his dues to Belle and Sebastian with the title of the song, and even the song itself, it's just got so much kind of Belle and Sebastian in there. It's kind of landed on thick, but you know, good stuff, and he is kind of like a Swedish Belle and Sebastian, I guess, so we'll grant him that. Okay, after that was a great song. I really like that song. A band called My Darling You, also from Sweden, doing the song Please Don't Talk to Me, I Fall in Love So Easily. It's from an album called 16 Major Problems, which is a pretty solid release. It's got 16 tracks on it, as you might guess. You can download the whole thing for free, which is a great reason to go download it. My Darling You, worth the download, if for no other reason than that one excellent song, Please Don't Talk to Me, I Fall in Love So Easily. I love it. And you can download the whole album. Look for links at soundsofmyhead.com. Okay, up next, a band from Sweden from the 80s. Her name's Verna Lind, and this is the song Attention, Stockholm, and it's from an album called Shiver. And she's so cool and interesting. You should definitely check out this record. The whole record, it's like a Bond theme wrapped in 80s new wave. It's so fascinating. So you're going to want to check it out. And this song, pretty good representation of that. It's Attention Stockholm by Verna Lind. Where else but on this special All Scandinavian Music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
Earmarks and Contracts, Fatten's lobbyist on K Street, which Newt Gingrich and Tom DeLay honed into a ruthless shakedown machine, exploited by conservative movement stars like Grover Norquist, Ralph Reed, and Jack Abramoff.
I respectfully invoke the privileges previously stated.
And I'd say to you, Mr. Abramoff, shame on you.
And after crusading for the impeachment of Bill Clinton, conservatives pushing family values turned out to be their own worst enemies. Some of their foot soldiers in politics and on the religious right were outed for adultery, stalking Capitol Hill pages, soliciting sex. Believe it or not, just the other day, Senator Larry Craig, who had been arrested for lewd conduct in a public bathroom, and Senator David Vitter, a strict moralist revealed to have been a frequent customer of brothels, signed on as co-sponsors of the Republicans' Marriage Protection Amendment. Meanwhile, over 50 top administration officials have been implicated in scandals that cost them their jobs. So the Bush administration is ending as the conservative movement runs out of gas. It's demoralized and in disarray.
The congressional Republicans are tied to President Bush. We're seeing it as an appendage to President Bush. And between an unpopular war, you take a look at the gas prices, the housing costs and everything, we are being tied to that.
Unable to cope with stagnating wages, loss of jobs,
gross inequality, or the environmental crisis. 80% of the public says America's heading in the wrong direction. How did the right go so wrong?
Song before the one I just played was Erland Oy from Oslo, Norway, doing the song The Black Keys Work, one of my all-time favorite songs. I think it's one of the most listened to songs in my iTunes library. It's called The Black Keys Work from an EP by the same name, and I love it to pieces. And it's actually, incidentally, one of the songs I played on the very first episode of The Sounds of My Head. 2004, that song was new, and I played that on The Sounds of My Head, and it was delightful. I love that song so much. Okay, I just played it again, because that's how much I like it. Erland Oy doesn't have anything new, so I thought I'd just play that song, because why not? It's the best song in the world. Okay. Then we heard a band from Sweden called Dungeon doing their song Stadsvandringer. It's from an album by the same name, and they're kind of an interesting band. A lot of their songs are like 15 minutes long, and it's like psychedelic, you know, it's like 8 songs in one song kind of stuff, but that was one that I could play. It was sort of like a good song and sort of like a short song, so there you had it, Dungeon. Okay, up next, Sondre Lerche from Bergen, Norway. He did the entire soundtrack recently to the film Dan in Real Life, and this song is called Modern Nature. It's from that soundtrack, and it features Lillian Samdal, which is a friend of his, I think, from Norway. So check it out, Sondre Lerche with Modern Nature.
Come to face the truth, I'm wide awake, and so are you. Do you have a clue what this
I
is?
Don't know.
Are you everything that I
don't
miss?
Hope so.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Wait. have the slightest idea.
No, I don't.
Why the world is bright when
you're near. Oh, is that so?
Stay a while and wait and see.
Wait and see
if things go right where we're meant to be.
Oh, what a world this life would be. Forget all your technicolor dreams. Forget Mother Nature. This is how it's meant to be. Being straight, it's not too early and never too late. People say I should watch my face. Think how you spend all your
days. They all say so.
They'll just have to wait and see.
Wait and see
if things go right, they'll have to agree. Oh, what a world this life would be. Forget all your technicolor dreams. Forget. Is how it's meant to be.
Last week, when I was giving a rundown of John McCain's exciting campaign stops, I said this. And Canton, and not the crappy Canton in Georgia. I'm talking about Canton, Ohio. Yes. Well, evidently I offended some people because 2 days later, I saw this in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Colbert's crappy Canton comment puzzles mayor. Seems the mayor of Canton, Georgia was none too happy with me.
It's clear to me that he really hasn't been to Canton, Georgia.
You're absolutely right, Mayor Hobgood. I haven't, but I hear it's a beautiful place. Nestled in the scenic Blue Ridge Mountains, Canton is the fastest growing city in Georgia. It has so much to offer, like the historic Canton Theater and the Hickory Creek Log Dam, not to mention oxygen and paved roads. Yes, Canton, Georgia, a wonderful place to live.
I guess now it's time for me to give a hug. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your cup of coffee. Got a fist up your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it, I gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I did, didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. I'm wrong, you tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'd be right and understood.
Want you back for good.
get out the story. But in the corner of my mind, I celebrate the glory. In a twist of separation, you excel at being free. Can you find a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me a song and I'll sing it. Are you right? Time is forever. We'll be fighting and forever. We'll be so complete in our love. Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, strum the song and I'll sing it. You'd be right and understood. Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, you strum me a song and I'll sing it. You'd be right and understood.
Again, Mayor Hobgood, I apologize. Now, why did I call your lovely city crappy? A simple mix-up. I actually meant Canton, Kansas. That place is a shithole. Woo! You can smell that dump all the way from Topeka. You know what they say about Canton, Kansas? Nothing. Nobody talks about it. I would say we should convert it to a landfill, but that is insulting landfills. If Dorothy was from Canton, Kansas, she would have wished that the house dropped on her. Hey, say, that reminds me of a joke. How many Canton, Kansas residents does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. They don't use lights because they don't want to see where they live. Well, great. I'm glad I cleared that up because I wouldn't want to offend anyone.
Let me hear you say, let me hear you say, I'm going on. So come on and be my light, come on and lead the way, yeah. And people speak, I hear them say, you are blessed and love the day.
The song before that song was a band from Sweden I like to play a lot called The Concretes from back in the good old days when Victoria Bergsman was still in the band and they still made totally awesome music. That song was called Back for Good and it's a cover from a very interesting album of covers called Guilt by Association. The whole record is bands covering their guilty pleasure favorites. So it's like bands covering songs that they really like even though it's totally lame to like them. There's Luna doing a cover of Paula Abdul straight up and stuff. It's totally fantastic stuff. So check it out. Guilt by Association was the name of the record. And that right there was Back for Good by The Concretes. Okay. And then after that was Acid House Kings from Sweden with Do What You Want to Do from their album Sing Along with the Acid House Kings. Acid House Kings, never played them on the show before because they're kind of like almost too sweet or something. Like I like a little more edge than they deliver, but they're, you know, they're pretty good. And kind of classic Swedish pop, sound like Club 8 or something. Anyway, up next, a band also from Sweden called Rough Bunnies. They're like a Swedish Kimmy Dawson, basically. So they just sound exactly like Kimmy Dawson, but they're from Sweden. And they're great. Lo-fi, funny lyrics, the whole thing. We're going to hear Love and Hate from Rough Bunnies Go Pirate, which is a great album you can download for free from their website. Okay, Rough Bunnies, Love and Hate on this special all Scandinavian music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
A cold heart and a crocodile smile. Tomorrow on my birthday, when I'm beside you, I pretend I'm the gold you look for when you were meeting your women. Love and hate, love and hate, love and hate, love and hate, it's hard to take. Love and hate, love and hate, love and hate, love and hate. From my eyes, I am so young, and you are so old, but you don't have a wife. Your empty eye and my crocodile smile finally did turn to love for the very first time in my very young life. I'm going to be the winner of love and hate, love and hate, love and hate, love and hate. It's hard.
We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. We don't know how, and we don't know when. We don't know how, and we don't know when. We're all gonna die. We're all.
Jens Lekman. No two-part special All Scandinavian Music episode would be complete without Jens Lekman. He's from Sweden, and he's one of my all-time favorite Swedish artists. That song was called Your Beat Kicks Back Like Death, and it was a cover of Scout Niblet, and it's available on a compilation called SC100 The Deluxe Edition, which is a secretly Canadian record label compilation commemorating their first 100 albums released, and it features all their artists covering each other. So Scout Niblet, also on Secretly Canadian, along with Jens Lekman, doing covers of all of each other's songs. So there you have it. Not the best Jens Lekman song in the world, but it was one I thought you might not be familiar with, and, you know, maybe worth playing. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Junip, also from Sweden. It's really just Jose Gonzalez. Junip was Jose Gonzalez before Jose Gonzalez was Jose Gonzalez. And this is the title track from an EP of his called Black Refugee. And I thought you might not have heard it. So check it out, Junip with Black Refugee, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Swedish Wedding March by Andrew Bird's Bowl of Fire, I Beat the System by Verna Lind, Wonderful Copenhagen Music for Dancing by Tony Evans and his orchestra, and Scandinavian Polka by Ian Holmes and his Scottish Dance Band. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, and tune in again in 2 weeks on September 1st for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head.